Shinu V'Rav, Divrei Yechezkel, says that when Avraham Avinu was davening for Sodom, he's begging Hashem, he's negotiating with Hashem, he's arguing, he's positioning. But at the end of the day, he doesn't succeed. Sodom, Amora, Admah, Tzvah, and Tzaya, all the places get destroyed. Yes, Lot and his daughters get out. But in terms of davening for the whole area, he's unsuccessful. But says the Shin of Arav, you see that Avraham Avinu doesn't get depressed and he doesn't get dejected afterwards. He did what he was meant to do. He davened. He tried. He begged. He implored. That which he was not successful wasn't in his hands. It wasn't up to him. Because he understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Rachav Mishpat, everything that Hashem does is proper, is right, is just. And therefore it says, Avraham Shavlim Kaima. Avraham went back to his place. Meaning he went back to his initial Madrega, serving Hashem with Simcha as he was beforehand. Says the Divrei Yechezkel, Parshas Vayera. And that's the way we're meant to be as well. When we daven, we have lots we want to ask Hashem for. We're begging Hashem for all of our needs, individual needs, private needs, public needs, national needs, global needs. We're begging Hashem, trying to justify why we feel this is the right thing, why we want what we want, why we need what we need. So much of our tefillah is that way. But it can happen that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has other plans. Rabbis Machshavas believe Esh Va'atzas Hashem Hisakim. Understanding that what Hashem wants is ultimately for our best. To be able to daven to Hashem like Avraham Avinu did. That we daven and we try our best. But ultimately Avraham Shavlim Kaima. After we've davened, we're not depressed, we're not dejected. We're satisfied that we've done what was incumbent on us. We've asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has a bigger plan. He has a broader perspective. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. So being able to tap into that, that's what the Emunah is all about. To walk along Avraham Avinu's pathway of being able to daven and being okay with the fact that our tefillahs aren't answered in the way that we thought they should be answered. That doesn't impact his emunah. Avraham shavlim kaima. Chazal medrach amadregasa harishayin. He goes back to the level of emunah he was on beforehand. He didn't go down in emunah. Because he understands that Hashem's in control. And yes, we have to daven. And the purpose of davening is the davening itself, is the connection that it generates rather than the outcome, which is Yisayt Gadol, but never to be dejected if our tefillahs are not accepted. And therefore to have that in mind when we say Elokei Avraham, when we start Asher and Esrei, is so important, because there's so much we're going to daven for. We need to daven from that place of Avraham Avinu, begging Hashem, but also having confidence that ultimately he knows what's right, he knows what's best. And if we don't get an answer that we want, that doesn't impact our emunah negatively at all. We still daven.